This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. It's been a week since unfounded reports of shots fired set off a stampede at Penn Station. The chaos has once again highlighted the flaws in the building's design. WNYC's Rebecca Ibarra took a tour with two people who have strong opinions about the country's busiest transit hub.
Here's my very first question for Nick Cassell.
How would you grade the preparedness or the design of it in case of an emergency?
Well, the new Penn Station has always been wrongfully designed.
Cassell is a former NYPD detective. He was also the MTA's first ever deputy director of counterterrorism, appointed right after 9/11. As we walk around, Cassell is quick to point out every possible danger in the station.
Unattended baggage, construction areas that aren't secured.
He also points out what's missing.
As we're walking around here, we haven't seen a canine, a bomb-sniffing canine yet.
These could be easily fixed with manpower and more resources. What's trickier to fix is directing passengers through the maze-like corridors in an emergency, starting with clear signage pointing to exits or the nearest MTA police department where you can go for help.
If anything does occur, it's confusing which way to go to get away from the danger.
Another hard fix? A loudspeaker to keep people updated, but in a station shared by many agencies.
To the best of my knowledge, there is no one single public address capability that could broadcast an emergency message from Amtrak to New Jersey Transit to the Long Island Railroad to the New York City subways.
And it's cramped. The original Penn Station, which was bright and airy, was demolished in the 60s to make way for Madison Square Garden. And the redesign came at a time when commuting by rail was declining. But today, about 650,000 commuters travel through here every weekday, packed together under the low ceilings.
It's a subhuman, cattle-like experience, and people suffer the indignity of it every day.
Vishan Chakrabarty is an architect and former director of planning for Manhattan under Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Last year, his firm drew up plans to move Madison Square Garden and build a new Penn Station with 150-foot-tall ceilings. But he says it's not just about aesthetics.
Because in the event of an emergency, you can purge smoke. Smoke and heat rise in a fire. What usually kills people isn't the fire itself, it's smoke. And so getting the smoke out of the station in a smoke event is really important.
Chakrabarty took me to the lower level, the B level, where commuters transfer between the Long Island Railroad, New Jersey Transit, and the subways. It's one of the station's most heavily trafficked areas and has some of the lowest ceilings.
Well, let's see, I can touch the ceiling. So that means that it's probably about a 10-foot ceiling.
More space would also help the police, who are patrolling with no sight lines.
If I'm in law enforcement, I can, you know, I'm standing here, how can I barely see what's going on 50 or 100 feet away from me? There is a true public health and safety issue in the station, and it's going to take some real leadership to fix.
The problem has bedeviled New York City politicians for decades. Here's Governor Andrew Cuomo last year.
Travelers are relegated to a bleak warren of corridors. Frankly, it's a miserable experience.
At that time, Cuomo revealed plans to revamp the station, in part by installing LED screens that show blue skies on some of the low ceilings. Chakrabarty says the plan is well-intentioned.
But I think that most people would prefer a real blue sky to one that's on TV.
The governor's plan does little to address the station's lower level. Cuomo also reprised plans to convert a historic post office west of Penn Station into a new home for Amtrak and parts of the LIRR. But Chakrabarty says the $1.6 billion project will only affect about 20% of the daily ridership, leaving about 500,000 commuters still traveling through a slightly less bleak but still complicated warren of corridors every day. Rebecca Ibarra, WNYC News.
A spokesman for Amtrak, the agency that runs Penn Station, says it's working with the other agencies on a unified program for improved signage. He also says the station has a smoke ventilation system and sprinklers in case of a fire.